Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend with us, folks. Rick Skrinta is with us. Rick is he's a computer geek. He just got through telling me that, basically. But he's a co-founder and CEO of an organization called Bleko. I'm sorry, Bleko, B-L-E-K-K-O, Bleko.com. It's a search engine. He's a search engine expert. And he has the audacity, as I said earlier, to try to compete with the big guys. And we're going to see what he has to say about that. Rick Skrinta, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You didn't mind me calling you a computer geek, did you?
Nope. That's what I am.
It's the truth, isn't it? I mean, the truth is the truth, isn't it? Okay, Rick, before we talk about Bleko.com, what I want you to do is I want you to take a few minutes and let's talk about search engines and how they have, you know, why they're important, how they've changed the marketplace on so many levels. Talk to us about the world, the business, and the politics of search engines.
Sure. Well, you know, when the web got started and it was growing, it was fairly small. It was about 25 to 50 million pages, and this is back in the mid 90s, and this is when Yahoo got its foothold in search. You know, they had a human-edited directory, and that's how people found things on the Internet. It was too big to remember every URL. So you'd go to Yahoo, and they had a big set of links, and you could click around and find what you were looking for. But the Internet...
Were they the first real public search engine?
They were. I mean, it was, Jerry Yang and Dave Filo, and it was their list of links. And you could go to Yahoo.com and click on the business category and see business sites. But, you know, after a few years... There's 100,000 pages in there. You can't get through them anymore. So how do you find anything? And that's when algorithmic search took off. And this is where we have thousands of servers that go out, crawl the Internet, read every single page, and then give you a simple search box. And you can type a couple of words into the box and basically jump right to whatever you're looking for without having to page through, endless lists of links. And this really was a big innovation.
And the algorithms aggregate the pertinent, the relevant information for us, don't they?
That's right, yeah. So if you're, all users basically start on a search engine. That's where everybody begins their search. And if you think about something like foot traffic in retail, well, where does all the foot traffic on the web start? Well, a lot of it starts on Google.com, and some of it starts on Bing. This is where people go and they say, hey, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a car. I'm looking for a gift basket. I'm looking for information about a disease. And they type a couple of words into the search box, hit the button, and then they get 10 links. Now, the question is, who's there and who isn't? You know, if you're a business selling something, are you on that page? Or are you down on, page 1,000 where nobody's going to see?
So that's the world of search engines, how they work a little bit. And it's basically a tool. But that's just not. But at this moment, it's a utility, isn't it? It's not a business model. It's a utility. But then somebody came up with the idea that, hey, wait a minute, we need to make this pay. So let's find a way to get businesses to pay for this, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah,
that's the business.
Nobody thought there was any business in search engines. And in fact, big companies that had made successful search engines like AltaVista, they ignored them. They said, well, this is a joke. This is just a distraction. It was Google that figured out, hey, we can put ads next to these things and actually charge people, 5 cents a click, maybe a dollar a click, $10 a click. And, we can actually, have a second column of results that are people that want to be found next to the search.
And it's not only business, it's more helpful. They're identified as ads. There's no sleight of hand, no lost leader. They're identified as businesses, and so it's a win-win for everybody. That's the business of search engines, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, often for some searches, the ads are the best part of the page. If you type in, you know, Tennessee real estate and you see the ads down the right, it's probably a list of realtors, and those are realtors
right.
that want your business. So
right.
you know, that's some pretty good information for you.
And one of the great things about search these days, and one of the things I keep telling small business owners, the reason they need to be serious about their web presence is the concept of local search, right?
Right, right.
Like you said, Tennessee Realtors or Pepperoni Pizza in Peoria is one of my favorite ones to think about. And so that's the business of websites. But now, and of course, it's all free right now at this moment. Well, you know, it's all still free to the user, so that's a good thing. It's like a public utility in that way. So talk to us a little bit about the politics of search engines. A lot of people don't – the average user probably doesn't understand the politics of search engines. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, you know, we're down to having only two search engines left. You know, Yahoo is now powered by Microsoft, by Bing.com. And, you know, a lot of the other search engines have gone away. And Google really controls most of the traffic.
They're the 800-pound gorilla, aren't they?
They are. I mean, their public numbers are about 65% market share. But any webmaster I talk to, they say, you know, if you actually look at where your traffic's coming from, it might be over 90%. So, you know, they really are a monopoly in search. That's where all the traffic on the web is coming from. It's coming from
right.
Google. And so it's, you know, if you've got a website and you're looking to get people coming to it, you know, to find out, you know, what you're offering, what you're selling, and you're not in Google for the searches that people are doing,
right.
you know, that's a big problem.
But they play the music, and I, as someone with a website, I have to dance to their tune, don't I?
Pretty much. That's right.
And so you guys believe that there was an opportunity for another way to think about search, and that's how Blecko got started, right?
Right. Well, we looked at the market and said, search traffic is really the most valuable traffic on the web. If you have a, you know, say a big blog network or a news site, and you're selling advertising to make money on that, you can make around $5 to $10 per 1,000 page views. If you have a big social network, like Facebook,
yeah.
say, you're making maybe 15 cents per 1,000 page views. Search engines make $50 to $100 per 1,000 page views. It literally is the most valuable traffic on the web. But
mm-hmm.
we're down to only two players. And the web is not shrinking. It's not stagnant. It keeps getting
right.
bigger and bigger and bigger. We're at about 100 billion URLs on the web right now. 100 billion. I mean, these are
wow.
Carl Sagan numbers. And we're going to trillion URLs on the web.
Right.
And we
right.
said, okay, we're getting...
Hold on to that, Rick. Hold on to that thought, Rich.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break. Rich Skrenta, S-K-R-E-N-T-A, if you're searching for him. I'm not going to use that other word like I usually do. He and I are going to come back. We're going to talk about Blecko.com. How does he have the audacity to think he can compete against Google? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.